له دعوة الحق.
For him alone is the prayer and the true worship. So da'wat al-haq has two interpretations. It might mean prayer and supplication, and it also might mean worship. So Almighty Allah is the only one who deserves worship and who deserves to be prayed to. So if you want your worship to be a true one and accepted one, you must direct it to God alone. Also prayer and supplication. If you want your worries to be relieved and your sorrows to be dispelled, you must direct your prayer towards Allah, because He alone owns the commands of all this universe. This verse has an indirect hint or indication or insinuation to the Arabs who used to worship idols and to call them and to appeal to them, to call them for help and to seek their support. And of course, those idols will never benefit and never benefited those pagans. You need to be connected with Allah in order for your prayer to be accepted. For example, Prophet Jonah in the belly of the whale, he prayed to his Lord saying, "Glorified and exalted are you. You are above all defects and above all imperfections. I was indeed wrong." Almighty Allah said, "We did answer his call and delivered him from the distress, and thus we do deliver the believers from grief." So those people were praying and supplicating to idols which have no power either for benefit or for harm to themselves. When Moses, peace be upon him, supplicated Almighty Allah, he responded to him and he parted the sea for him and divided the sea for him into 12 parts. So the only one who deserves prayer and supplication is Almighty Allah. But those whom they call beside Allah, meaning the disbelievers and the polytheists, they never answer them. And they are similar to the one who stretches forth his hand at the edge of a deep well for water to reach his mouth, but it doesn't reach him at all. So your prayer and supplication, if it is directed to anyone other than Almighty Allah, it will be similar to this one who is calling on the water from the well to come to him, but it will never come by itself, because of course it has no power to respond to him. So if a person has such illusions and such kind of ignorance, his life will be in vain and he will lose happiness in this world and in the hereafter. So Islam came to awaken those pagans and to put life in the hearts of those ones and to lead them to the gardens and to the paradise and to the bliss, to make them people with brilliant minds and thoughts in a short period, and without any sophisticated sciences or tools, the Prophet and his companions, or the Prophet, had been able to transform the Arabs from the lowest of the low to be great community in all kinds of life, in all fields of life, in combating ignorance and illiteracy, and in finishing all bad habits, such as burying newborn girls alive for fear of shame. And also they had many other bad and evil habits. They used, for example, to deprive women of their rights. Women didn't have the right to inherit, and they were also being tortured in their divorce and in their marriage. And sometimes a woman might have many boyfriends, and at the end she will ascribe the baby or attribute him to anyone she likes. So Islam, in a very short period and with a very low price, with no blood, had been able to transform those people to become a great community in all fields of life, in civilization, in science, in knowledge, in morals. And also Almighty Allah entrusted those people with the task of liberating other peoples. The Arabs before Islam had some good morals, but Islam came to perfect their morals and to complement their morals and to eliminate the bad habits they had. The Arabs moved east and west and spread their religion east and west until they established the greatest unified empire. It was unified in their doctrine, in their culture, in their language. And the Arab language turned to be a global language that is incompatible by any other language. And Arabism or Arab nationalism superseded all other nationalisms and all other nationalities, not through their Arabism. The Arabs reached that only through Islam, through the genuine Islam, the purified Islam, which is as pure as the rain when it comes down from the sky. Such rain will cause plants to grow and will turn the deserts to gardens which are green and verdant. Within only 20 years, Islam has been able to do so. But now we, the Arabs, for hundreds of years, we are going backward. And we have become weak because we are away of the essence of Islam, which is represented in the Holy Quran. Our glory is fading away and dissipating to the extent the Arabs themselves now are not able to unite themselves. But Islam united the Arabs with the non-Arabs, united the Arabs with the Turks, with the Romans, with the Pakistanis, with all other people. Now communism, for example, wants to unify the world, but the reality is that they want to control the world under the name of communism. But Islam unified all peoples on the basics of knowledge and work, and there was no preference to an Arab over a non-Arab. The most honored of you in the sight of Allah is the most righteous of you. So to him alone belongs the true prayer and worship, and those whom they call besides Allah never respond to them. They are similar to the one who stretches out his hand on the edge of a deep well for water to reach him, but it will never reach him, and the supplications of the disbelievers are in vain. So if a disbeliever supplicates the pagans or any other idol or anything other than Allah, his or her supplication and prayer will be in vain, and it will never benefit them. Then Almighty Allah continues saying, to Allah alone falls in prostration and submits whoever is and whatever is in the earth, willingly or unwillingly, and so do their shadows in the mornings and in the afternoons. So all the universe, with all its contents, with its heavens and its earth, with its livings or beings, with all its creatures, whether the ones which have minds or not, all of them submit to Almighty Allah. The sun, for example, with all its planets around it, all of them submit to Allah, and all of them have or has a specific system. So the sun, for example, rises in the east and sets in the west always, and there is a specific distance between it and between the earth, with so accurate speed and orbit, they revolve around the sun. The planets revolve around the sun in specific orbits and speeds. Also, all the angels and all the souls of believers submit and prostrate to Almighty Allah, willingly or unwillingly. The Arabs, for example, after Islam transformed to be a state and an organized country, the Arabs submitted unwillingly. They didn't have another choice. Islam united the doctrine of the Arabs, and that's why they had become united. Now, for example, Germany, with its two parts, has, or the two parts of Germany have the same language and the same culture, but one of them has or adopts the communist ideology and the other adopts another ideology. That's why they have been divided. But the Prophet, peace be upon him, exerted all his efforts to unite the doctrine of the Arabs in order for them to be or to stay united. And that's why at the end of his life, he instructed the Muslims not to leave the Arabs disunited by keeping only Muslims in the Arabian Peninsula. And if a Christian accepts Islam, he or she will not lose his or her Christianity at all. On the contrary, Islam believes in all the prophets of the Gospel or the Bible. Islam offers Christianity to Christians in a purified version, in a purified edition, in a genuine edition that can never be criticized by anyone. Now, in our modern time, many scholars in Europe criticize and doubt the authenticity of the Bible. And many university scholars and professors believe this. And many of them in Europe do not believe in this Bible, and that's why atheism spread in their countries. Had they known true Christianity, which was revealed to Jesus, peace be upon him, and then to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, they have not left, or they would have not left belief into disbelief and into atheism. Islam contains the teachings of Moses and the law of Moses and the sanctity of Moses and the Torah of Moses. As Almighty Allah says, this scripture or this Quran is, or these teachings are there included in the Torah of Moses and the books or scriptures of Abraham. And it is, meaning this Quran, in the scriptures of the ancient peoples. And Almighty Allah says, is it not a sign to them that the learned scholars of the children of Israel knew it as true? The modern science and modern scholars in Europe and other countries prove that the Bible has been distorted. And when I was in America, many university professors and all the university professors that I had visited, all of them believed in Jesus as a messenger and as a prophet from God, not as a god. So this is Islam. This is true Christianity. And this is Christianity that Islam came with. So the prophet said there should not remain in the Arabian Peninsula two religions, because he wanted to purify the Judaism and Christianity from all interpolations and from all distortions that had entered them, in order to lead people to happiness. So Islam contains the purified Judaism and Christianity, contains the pure teachings of Moses and Jesus. And Islam added and complemented them with the divine revelation from Allah to achieve happiness and salvation to people everywhere and every time. This program, this divine program, has been executed by early Arabs, by early Muslim Arabs who understood the Holy Quran because it was revealed in their language, and they turned to be the leaders of this world. They were not capitalists, they were not communists, they had a lot of money, but one of them will not sleep until he spends all his money for the poor ones and the needed one, the needy ones. A king or a leader in that country and in that Muslim state was equal to the lowest person in society. So there were no oppression, no prejudice, no discrimination. If the leader of the state, if the president of the Muslim state himself commits a crime, he will surrender, or he would surrender himself to the court for retribution. So is there any rule in the world? Since the advent or since the creation of this world until now similar to such rule? To such a rule? No. Caliph Omar once saw a person begging in the street and he asked, who is this? They said, he is a Christian or a Jew. Then he said, how come that we take the tax from him when he's young and then we abandon him and we leave him when he is old? This can never happen in the Muslim state. And he assigned a salary, a monthly salary for him from the Muslim treasury. Also in Egypt, we find the son of the caliph or the son of the governor of Egypt lashed a Coptic person because he won the race over him. After the issue reached the Caliph Omar in Al-Madinah, he called on the governor of Egypt and his son and he gave the whip to the Copt and asked him to take his ride. And he even told him to beat the governor's head because his son exploited his position when he did that mistake and when he lashed that Copt. And Caliph Omar said his very famous statement, how come that you enslave people when their mothers gave birth to them as free? Muslim scholars reached a point in which they said, you cannot, and it is forbidden to backbite a non-Muslim, as it is forbidden to backbite a Muslim. This can never be and can never happen except in a Muslim state. This equality and this justice had taken place in the Muslim state. We need to eliminate all interpolations and all deviations from Islam and to go back to the purified one. And this needs a true scholar, a genuine scholar whose heart is full of wisdom and full of faith and full of light. This can never be achieved by mere wishing. It needs trust and belief in Allah and actions. So when the Arabs found that Islam had a state, they surrendered and they submitted to Islam. As the Prophet said, I wonder about some people who are led to paradise by chains, meaning they were led to Islam with no desire at the beginning. And in another interpretation, it says that people, when they fall in hardships and when they face hardships and distress, they will directly submit to Allah. They will unwillingly submit to Him as they are in the sea, for example, on a ship. They all supplicate to Allah when they are about to be drowned. Also, this universe with all its laws and systems submit to Allah. The air has a system. The gravity has a system. All the planets, all the cells in your body, all of them have specific systems that follow the commands of Allah and the orders of Allah. So they unwillingly submit to Allah. completely and perfectly in all times and in all situations. Also their shadows prostrate and submit in the evening and in the afternoon and in every time. Then Almighty Allah is addressing the Arabs and all people after them. He is addressing them in a rational way, in a logical way, to prove the existence of God. If an atheist recites the Holy Quran through a true scholar of the Quran, he will turn to be a great philosopher, a great scholar, and a great Muslim. But unfortunately, many Muslims are not trying to understand the Holy Quran, are not trying to recite it to understand and to reflect upon its verses. So, this verse, for example, says, "Who is the Lord? Who is the creator and sustainer of the universe, of the heavens and the earth? This universe which is limitless, which is expanding, which is countless in its components. Each star is larger than the earth many times." And scientists say that if we put number one on the equator and we put nils or zeros on its right along the equator, this number will not be enough to represent the number of planets and stars in this universe. So it's billions and billions of planets and stars and suns in this universe. So this is the greatness of Allah's creation. Some people thought that the moon is only a kind of light, but now they have discovered that there are many planets such as Jupiter and Mercury and Mars and other planets who revolve around the sun in a very organized and concise and precise orbit and system. And each of these planets has many moons. So who created all this? If this copy of the Holy Quran has a maker, and many people who participated in making it, it has come from a printing house and a publishing house, its color, its letters, this microphone, this glass, electricity, and this rosary beads has many makers who made it. Also, the streets have many people who built it, who organized it, who established it. Also, everything in the universe has a maker. So what about this universe? Has it come to existence by itself, by nothing? This is impossible. The earth is revolving in a speed which is 1,000 or 108,000 kilometers per hour. And it is not delaying nor going forward or proceeding. It's a specific time. So who's keeping it and maintaining its speed? If you look at any clock in the world, and the most modern clock and the best clock in the world, it will never last without any delay. So the earth is revolving in this great speed and precise speed with which fuel, who is fueling it, who is revolving it. It is not connected with chains from up or from above, nor fixed with bellows from beneath. Who is making it move in this precise orbit? It is Almighty Allah. And may Allah send more blessings on Prophet Muhammad and his household members and companions.